Shvius, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. Mishnah says, Hamazanev Bagafanim, somebody who cuts off the edges, the tails, of the grapevines, Vakotseitz Kanim, or he cuts down reeds in a marshland. Rabbi Yossi Haglili says, Yarchik Tefach, he should cut them off at a distance of at least a Tefach from the karka, from the ground. The reason is because otherwise, if he cuts it any closer than that, it'll appear as if he's preparing the ground for planting. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Kotzeitz Kedarko. He says you don't need to do it specifically within one Tefach of the ground. You can do it in whatever the normal fashion is. And you can do it with the following instruments, Bekardom, with an axe, Obamagol, or you can use a scythe, which is used usually for cutting down the harvesting of grain, Uvamagera, or the saw, Uvachol Mashiyirtza, any type of utensil that he wants to use. And Rav Akiva says there is no concern for it to look like you're benefiting the karka for Shemitah. Now, the Mishnah says, Ilan Shenifshach, if you have a tree that the branch has pulled away from it, so that it's partially broken off. It's not completely broken off, it's just partially broken off. Koshrin osoba shvias. You're allowed to tie it back on Shemitah. Lo shayala, not in order that it should permanently rejoin with the tree. That you couldn't do. Ela shelo yosef, just that it shouldn't get any worse than it already is. By holding up against the tree, it'll keep it from falling off completely.